And welcome back, everybody, to True Bayou Sports Media Primetime. It is a great time to be a Saints fan as the first opportunity to see Kellen Moore as your head coach on the sidelines has presented itself. Preseason week two is here. We have Saints Jaguars on Sunday in the Dome. Football is back in the state of Louisiana in the Bayou region. And of course, we're going to be excited to be there live, giving you some updates from the Dome, as well as our coverage here on Primetime, getting you ready going into the weekend. Let's go ahead and hit that intro as we're back. It's first football episode of 2025 here on True Bayou Sports Media. It is prime time on the True Bayou Sports Media Network. My name is Donald. I'm your host this and every week as we get you ready for another week of coverage of Bayou Region sports. If it's the New Orleans Saints, the LSU Tigers, New Orleans Pelicans, or your favorite team from across the region, from the Bayou City to the whole boot and through the Mississippi Sound, we get you ready for what's going down on the True Bayou Sports Media Network. You gotta love it. We're back for the new football season. Excited. If you haven't seen this or it's your first time here on Primetime, thank you everybody for stopping by. This is, of course, our primarily football focused show here in the fall, but we do cover, of course, the latest and greatest in the Bayou region all across this particular area when it comes to sports. So don't feel surprised if we talk about some other things, but instead of, you know, giving you 5-10 minutes of your time talking about still training camp related things with your college teams or going into the Pelican schedule release, which certainly is very important, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more as the weeks get on in some of our other shows, I wanted to keep this first football episode of Primetime here talking about the most important thing coming up, and that is week two preseason football, Saints Jaguars in the Dome, as this gets us ready for the transition from the Sean Payton legacy to Kellen Moore's full influence on the fans, how the game day operates. Of course, it is a good time to be a Saints fan. I truly believe that, you know, of course, it's going to be a little bit of a transitionary period going from what you had to what you have now. I think it's going to be exciting still for you all. So let's go ahead and start talking about some of the major points that went on this week. And I think it's important to take all this into account. So first and foremost, you have the unfortunate injuries that did happen in week one in the California side of your preseason experience. So you lose Will Clapp for the season. You lose Bub Means for the season. You also lose Mason Peline for the season. And you now have Trevor Penning in a turf toe situation where he is very unlikely, although still possible, to be ready for week one of the regular season. So your offensive line depth has been gutted. You're now having to make serious considerations about what you're going to do as far as backup receivers go, as one less potential wide receiver type is now off the board, because we have to remember Bub Means was brought in, drafted to be a sort of counter to Chris Olave, a counter to Rashid Shaheed. And now without his presence, you have to make serious consideration on how you're going to balance that wide receiver core so that way it still functions the entire purpose of your offense. And beyond that, Alante Taylor is going to be questionable, most likely not playing on Sunday. So he will be missing in the secondary. How does that, again, impact our new rookies, our new players, as you continue to see the secondary having to grow up very quickly? Of course, I do not feel it was the secondary that kind of let you down when it came to that first preseason game. We're not going to really talk about too much about what happened as far as the Chargers game. It was pretty straightforward. We covered it live. Of course, if you do want live coverage of some Saints games, as we do have it available here on True Bayou Sports Media, do not forget, hit our social media accounts up. That's where we give you some of our latest and most in real time reactions. We've done some great things in the past. Of course, you know, whenever major injuries happen, and of course I'm there live in the stadium, I give you the quickest response I can possibly get, getting you the latest details as I know it. But aside from that, let's go and talk about some of the transactions that happened for your Saints this week, how they're responding to these injuries, and what we should be expecting when it comes to Sunday. So you have waived Chris Tyree as a wide receiver. That happened on the 10th, which is going to be sort of a sign of things that come from, again, that first preseason game. Not only did you waive him, but then you managed to place him on injury reserve on Monday, which, again, it ties into what came of the larger week. Beyond the injuries we've already talked about, you pick up a guard to sort of begin to fill that role that Will Clapp could have been playing as, you know, a rotational lineman. You then see this week you pick up a defensive end in Jeremiah Martin, and you waive Hunter Deckers, your fourth quarterback. So it is now officially Rattler, Shuck, Hayner. I'm not going to say that's the final order, but at least that seems what the coaching staff is still leaning towards. They're making their decision prior to the recording of this particular episode of Primetime as to who will be starting in the week two matchup of the preseason, but we will give you that information on the social media channels. Do feel free to reach out there if you're looking for the latest on that. So that's your main transactions that have taken place now, and now it's time to really take a deeper dive into what's coming up. How will you respond to this Jaguars attack? You know, you think about it here, you have a very dynamic team in the Jaguars who are almost a reflection of where you don't want this project to go. Not really to, you know, just hate on the Jaguars for no good reason, but you've seen their Trevor Lawrence build around, now getting into the later years of a potential rebuild session, if you would call it that, and there has not been a lot to show for it. And that is certainly a situation where you can watch and learn, as you know, you're now adding more components in for the Jaguars, going up, getting Travis Hunter, your Heisman Trophy winner, trying to have him still attempt to play two ways if possible, although it seems as though based on depth chart information, it's likely that he won't be seeing very much defensive work this year, but he is definitely going to be incorporated in the wide receiver core. I would anticipate, pending no further injury, you'll get to see him in the dome. It'll be a great opportunity in that regard. Of course, other major players for the Jags, you have Brian Thomas Jr., your LSU product, getting to make a return to the state of Louisiana and play at least a preseason game in the Superdome. You know, after his tenure at both Walker High and LSU, good to see him getting to come into the state, get some run. You also have a couple other LSU players there. You have, again, you know, led by Trevor Lawrence, new coach, a lot of things going on in Jacksonville. It's going to be a good test. It's going to be a good test for a team. But again, getting back into where the team stands, you know, going into this week, you take a look at things. You still have Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, who did not play in week one. I would anticipate it's a potential that you see Shaheed. Olave was injured for week one, and he's no longer seemingly listed as so. So it will be interesting to see what Kellen Moore chooses to do. Does he get action in game two? Now, oftentimes game two, much like how game three was during the four preseason game format, you know, you're going to see a lot more starter style play. You're going to see a lot more intentionality when it comes to how you're sort of play calling this game and what you want to see. Now, of course, with you being in a quarterback battle, it's not going to be necessarily, oh, I just want to get my starters as ready as possible. It is giving most likely what will be Tyler Shuck. Major prediction there, but it doesn't surprise me. A chance to run with the ones, and then you're going to bring Rattler in for at least, I believe, the same amount of time that you let Shuck play in game one. Hayner, I mean, maybe he picks up a whole quarter at the back end. It's a little too early to tell, but I would say at least you're going to probably be almost 50-50ing those reps between Shuck and Rattler in the first half of the game, maybe plus the third quarter, and then we'll see what happens after that. So you now have the new Saints offensive line. Let's run through this so that way we can kind of get a better understanding of where things will stand. And again, it's not perfect, so, you know, it may rotate around. We saw a little bit of what it could look like during play, where you had, you know, a chance to look at some of this in real time, but A week of practice. Of course, you joint practice with the Rams, so we'll see what that ended up netting you. But let's go ahead and look through this here. So still, Kelvin Banks Jr. I think Kelvin Banks had a great game in preseason game one. Excited to have him at left tackle. Now, Trevor Penning is again out until at least the regular season, if not going a little bit into it. That brings you Dylan Randuns, who came in and he struggled. He struggled, to be frank with you. Had some penalties, definitely some missed assignments. Whenever Rattler was in the game, you saw some sacks that were given up that could have been preventable. You know, he's definitely going to be in a redemption type of situation. You had Simpkins, who came in to back up at the time Will Clapp, who had just been signed recently. So, you know, to see this guy come in, he had just started working as, you know, a just any center position work a week prior to that preseason game one. He is now presumably going to be in this rotation in some capacity in the guard slot. We'll see how they use him, particularly maybe even backing up in the center role again to kind of have that as a rotational piece. We'll see how they use him. You do pick up a guard, as we talked about earlier, though. So I think the offensive line in the guard slot is going to be in much more of flux. You do have Eric McCoy, of course, at center. We assume that he would get some play here in this game. Cesar Ruiz and Talise Fuaga. So, you know, the starters are pretty much solid. I mean, you have some other situations where, you know, you're going to see some things. And it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that line shakes out. I think after game two, we'll know a lot more. And I think game three, assuming that Trevor Penning remains out that long, will be determining who's the starters for week one. So I'm not going to put too much on a speculation. I want to see more. I want to see it live. I want to see the timing. Of course, you know, I find it to be a little bit easier to watch non-skill position players in live action in a stadium. If you're ever trying to just look at the technical side of the game, you know, try watching in a stadium versus on TV for, you know, at least your major, you know, programs, LSU, Saints, so forth and so on those non-skill players. It really opens your eyes a little bit more. And particularly also, I like to sit sort of higher in the stadium. Gives me the all 22 view. Really great for breaking down on a technical basis. Beyond that, Juwan Johnson is your main tight end right now. You are not going to see, according to reports, you're not going to see Foster Moreau or Taysom Hill anytime soon. So now you continue to rotate your tight end depth, see what you can find in these younger players. I'm excited to see what the Saints do down there. I think that that's going to be another position that is not going to necessarily hold you back if you don't get it right, but it is going to be something that if we're not able to see Foster Moreau or Taysom, you know, hopefully not, but let's say something like until after the Bills game, and then you're playing those first games on a already limited set of larger targets for whoever the starting quarterback is, it could pose a situation where you put in a little bit of question in the integrity of the starting quarterback's performance. As far as saying, did he have a full roster? I hope that we see them back a little bit sooner than that. Beyond that, of course, the running back room continues to be entertaining. We did not see Alvin Kamara in game one. I'm not sure if we'll see him again in game two, since he is effectively your best offensive player, maybe going one for one with Olave. We'll see if we see him in game two, hopefully. Beyond that, Kendre Miller got action both as a running back and as a returner. A little bit better day as a returner than he had as a running back, but still put in a lot of reps, so that was certainly good to see. Beyond that, Cam Akers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, and you know, the injured Devin Neal, who we won't see anytime soon. But I feel like Cam Akers, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, that's going to be sort of a mini battle to see who gets the roster spot. Beyond that, you of course have your challenges on defense. Honestly, to save you from going position by position, which I know I just did for offense, but I feel like that's where the injuries are making the most shifts. this team in general, just to speak to the matter of fact, needs to improve in a way that I believe you would say is cohesive, but it's not pure cohesiveness that's the issue. The defense, I find, particularly the first team and even the second team for some time, you know, against Los Angeles, had a very strong performance. I did not have much issue with how the defense was playing, particularly prior to the pick six. I find that, you know, the Saints were able to keep themselves in the game due to the way how the defense was holding. Not actually, but you get the point. What I mean by that, holding is in holding the Chargers back. I'm very confident, which is a weird thing to say with the way how this defense is in position. But again, with so many now veterans, Brian Brzee, of course, Cam Jordan, Chase Young, DeMario Davis, and even Justin Reed as a safety, The defense is a side of the ball that has it together, which is, you know, surprisingly not maybe a remnant of the bygone Dennis Allen era, you know, even into the Sean Payton era in the late end, where the defense sort of was the stronger unit of the team. I particularly think when you look at someone like some of your younger guys and Danny Stutzman, who is looking like he is 100% of what we thought he was. He's going to be a long-term Saint, it looks like, as long as Mickey Loomis manages to get his contract in order and looking good. I'm excited to see him in live action. Certainly liked what I saw on tape and on, you know, the television broadcast, so excited to see him. Beyond that, just to kind of give a brief aside, obviously earlier this year I made some, you know, commentary regarding, do the Saints need to replace their kicker? Is it time for the Saints to consider pressing Blake Groupie harder? And while I'm certainly not walking that back at this time, you know, Charlie Smith has tried his best and has had a little bit of struggle in camp, but you continue to see the reason why Charlie Smith is such a, I believe, intriguing or tempting opportunity, that is, you know, the man can kick the ball with distance. His accuracy is the biggest struggle. And right now, while again, I would hope Blake Groupie returns to that top percentile, even top 12 in kickers, which I think is very realistic, because right now I would probably slate him somewhere in the ballpark of kicker 19 to 22. If he can just get his performance up by about 7, on average, I think that's realistic, because the Blake Groupie certainly has the talent, seems to be a really good guy, liked by the team. Of course, I wouldn't even really call it a full position battle, not certainly what's going on at punter between James Burnup and Kai Kroger, but those two are pretty fun to watch. Particularly, I think Burnup has the edge right now. I liked how he was putting the ball constantly inside of the 20. We'll be watching that as well this weekend. So lots to see when it comes to where this particular Saints, you know, roster is going to move here in the next couple days. I think game two, assuming you don't have another set of 3 or 4 players injured, particularly your starters, which I should mention, because, you know, this isn't the guy that you were debating cutting in any of the situations. You know, Will Clapp was brought in to be a leader as a long tenured veteran. He was going to influence, you know, some of these younger guys that are being brought in, be it Kelvin Banks, be it Talisse Fuaga, kind of get them more integrated and sort of give that second vet presence. And you lose that. Then you look at Bub Means. Bub Means, you know, last year had a season derailed due to injury. Now he has the entirety of the 25 season derailed due to injury. You brought him in for a reason with a relatively high pick to kind of help yourself on that wide receiver front, and you're not going to have it this year. So that's unfortunate. We'll see how the Saints respond. Do they go pick up a veteran maybe towards the end of camp? We'll see what happens. And beyond that, you know, it's going to be a fun day in the dome. I think, you know, if you look into preseason too much beyond that, it is, you know, position battles, it's trials, it's guys trying to get on a 53-man roster. It's not even like how it was, you know, just a few years ago where you had to cut days, multiple cut cut days where, you know, it's like, okay, if I really perform in game one, then I'll get to go and get another shot to continue on throughout the process. It's now just a fight for almost a month straight to say, I'm going to be on this roster. Don't put me on that practice squad. I need to be here and ready to go. So I'm excited to see what happens. I'll be ready to go. And of course, if you do see me over at the Dome, feel free to say hello. It'll be a good time. Excited to have everybody out in New Orleans getting to enjoy a nice Sunday with some football on it. So I hope you all enjoy if you're there at the game or if you're watching at home. This is, of course, our first football episode of Primetime here. Don't forget to like, subscribe, follow wherever you're at. Do not forget to, of course, share it with friends and family. Get them involved in some of the newest and what I hope is innovative ways to talk about football here in the Bayou region. I hope you all enjoying it. Programming note, though, going forward, this is traditionally a weekly show. Weekly show covering football primarily in the fall. So next week we do have two nationally televised FCS games for your Louisiana team. Southern and Nichols will be playing on week zero, which is conveniently the same day as Saints Broncos. So a lot of football talked about next week, and of course getting you ready for LSU, Clemson, and all the other teams across the region will get them all covered. So do not fret. Football is back, and we will have a lot to talk about over the coming weeks. Thanks, everybody, and we'll see you in the next one here on True Bayou Sports Media.
This has been a True Bayou Media production. This show is for entertainment purposes only and does not render legal or financial advice. Remember to bet responsibly. Distribution of this podcast is prohibited without the express written consent of True Bayou Media or its subsidiaries. Thanks for being true by us. We can't wait until next time we keep it true by you.